I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. This is American Roots at the 2016 Baton Rouge Blues Festival. Guitarist James Chicken Scratch Johnson grew up near Baton Rouge in Irvingville. When he was in elementary school, guitarist Albert Collins played a concert there. In that moment, Johnson knew what he wanted to do. Years later, James joined with harmonica player Slim Harpo on beloved songs like Rainin' in My Heart and Scratch My Back. I spoke with James Johnson the night before the festival about playing with Slim Harpo and growing up in the country.
When I got out of elementary, going to high school, came to Baton Rouge to get some old school clothes. And I saw this little gray guitar in this pawn shop. I didn't buy the clothes. I bought that guitar, and I was scared to go home after. And I kept playing my little guitar, fooling with it, and I learned myself. When I listen to the radio, I get all I could out of it, you know, because once it go off, it might be 2-3 days before I hear that song again. They got another guy they called John Tilly. His name was Big Papa. I played with him for a couple of years, and he made up his mind he wanted to join church and get out of the music business. So he told me, I'm going to take you by this guy, how maybe you can play with him, maybe. And that would happen to be Slim Harpo.
Raining in my heart since we've been apart. I know I'm alone. Baby, please come home.
From then, man, I stayed with Slim for a bunch of years, you know, like, I guess I was about 18, 19 years old, and I was 25, you know, when Slim died.
Oh, I'm itchy, and I don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratch my back.
You scratch my back thing. We were rehearsing one night, and I just started plucking on. That's something I was doing, you know. He said, man, do that again. So he started fooling with it and got a little better at it, a little better. He said, man, I'm going to make a song. I'm gonna make a song out of this. I said, okay. I didn't mind. You know, I didn't know nothing about trying to get no money out of nothing. You know, all I'm doing is trying to help Slim, you know.
And you've been known as Chicken Scratch ever since then.
It wasn't my idea. You know, I put it that way. Chicken Scratch Johnson. I mean, I'm James Johnson. You know, that's all I ever was. But they finally put that name on me, so.
Ah, it's looking good, baby. Just go ahead and scratch it. That's what I'm talking about.
After Slim passed, I really didn't have no more feeling for it. I just quit playing for like 14, 15 years.
What did you do in that time to make a living?
Oh, I worked mechanic at LSU. That's all I did. So Rafael came to me one night and said, look,
this man, is Rafael Neal you're talking about, the great Baton Rouge harp player and well-known blues man.
Right. Yeah, he came to me and said, look, man, I need a bass player, man. I said, well, Rafe, I hadn't played in years. He said, I don't care. And I figured it was going to be just that night. You know, he needed a bass, man. I was with Rafe for like 15, 16 years.
I just want to live a little. And be careful about the things I do.
Baton Rouge was long known by African Americans to be a blues town, but the wider population didn't necessarily always know that. Now everyone seems to be interested in the blues again. Why do you think that is?
I've been trying to figure that out. Why? Because at one time, they used to call that devil's music, you know? I mean, it wasn't ever popular, you know?
Did you think it was devil's music?
No, I didn't. My mom did. And she was a Baptist lady. And I used to have to go outside and play my guitar. I couldn't play in the house. All I could say, the blues will never die. Because it's original.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. Or listen at AmericanRoots.org.